All right, good morning.
All right.
Yeah, all right. See, that hasn't changed, buddy.
One bit.
Never. Let's see, 6:12, the Plan B Morning Show. Welcome to it. Happy Monday. As good as a Monday as it can be. We're going to make it through this together, all right?
So when I was out, Kiki stepped in for a little bit, right?
Yep.
You know, I was kind of thinking, what if she would have had the baby live on the show?
Dude.
Like, she had to step in for a couple days, and then all of a sudden, that in the background.
I was hoping for that. I was like, man, this is going to be great radio, okay? Because I was I was telling her, I was like, look, I got to record you a little bit, like, while you're giving birth, right?
Because I know for a fact, like, she's going to be like, you'd be on the air, right? She'd be like, oh, Brock, oh, my God, I'm going into labor. You'd be like, can we do it here?
Come on. This is going to be great radio, babe. Just come on.
It's going to be great radio.
I'll put a lapel mic on you, and we're going to see how it goes.
Brock.
Give a microphone to the baby when the baby comes out. Hey. It's like,
I wasn't in there, son.
Baby comes
Welcome
out.
Welcome to the real world.
Baby comes out sounding like I don't know. Who could sound like Harry Carey. Oh, no. The baby comes out like, hi, Dad.
Hi.
Boy, I could use a tall, cool Budweiser after being in there for 9 months.
Hey, Dad, what's happened? Holy cow.
It's a simple question, Dad. If you were made out of spare ribs, would you eat yourself? What's this baby talking about? This is insane.
Boy, I'm hungry. I've been in that room for a long time.
Hey, give me a tall, cool milk. That's what I want. So, yeah. It's on everyone's mind at this point because technically Kiki could pop at any moment. And I was kind of pulling for it because I just know it would be great radio. It would be great, great radio.
We just need to have a doctor on hand, man, just hanging around the studio. It's going to happen.
We'll figure it out. We'll get some guy on call.
Clorox wipe the table off because you.
Oh, this studio's filthy. Right here. This studio's filthy. The baby was born in this studio. Forget about it. So, yeah, no baby born while you were gone. Not at this point. But we're waiting. I'm going to do my best to get just some kind of recording when it all happens, and we'll see how it goes. So before Kiki gets mad and, you know, tries to murder me while giving birth. I mean, there's two options.
Takes the kid and leaves.
Yeah, that's it. We're out of here. All right, well, we got to keep things moving here, folks. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
So, this is, I think, a sign that we're all getting worse and worse when it comes to in-person contact of other human beings. Like, it kind of makes sense here. The pandemic hit, and we basically were like, all right, 6 feet away. No one hanging around anybody, all right? We just got to stay separate. And even with technology, we've been slowly getting further and further from human-to-human contact. But now a story like this comes out, we're like, man, we're never going to touch another human being ever. According to a new survey, 60% of people said they'd rather get it on with themselves than with the partner. 60%.
No, dude. It's not. I mean, it's good for the 12 billion people that are on the planet right now. But,
you know,
for the singles out there, Brock, here's the thing. It was hard enough during the pandemic and even before the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah,
to find somebody to hang out that you truly like, really enjoy hanging out with and being with.
Yeah,
and now, oh my God, it's gonna be impossible.
Well, and to add to this, 2 out of 3 people said the best climactic moment of their lives. It came solo and not with someone else.
Oh man.
Of course, nowadays, though, you got to think about it, man. There's so many contraptions and aids and lubes and God knows what else. I mean, yeah. I mean, hell, we got robots, sex robots that can carry on conversations. Human-to-human contact is just going to be null and void here in the future. None.
This is crazy to think about. You know, what is the future going to be like, man? Your sex robot thing is really starting to come into light, huh?
Everyone thought I was joking, but no. It's a real thing, man. It's happening.
That's wild. 60%, huh?
Yep. Everyone laughed at me when I taped a fleshlight to a Roomba, okay? But now that is the future, folks. That is the future. Yep.
So you could have a room full of 10 horny girls, right?
Yeah.
But only 4 of them will legit sleep with you.
Maybe, Maybe. Yeah, maybe. And that, and that's,
and
that, like,
that's if you're, you know, there's other dudes in the room too.
And even if you do get four of them, more than likely, three of them aren't going to have a good time. It's not going to be sexually fulfilling. That's what it boils down to. Right. But I guess
three of them is going to be a sack of potatoes. You don't even want a part of anyway.
So there you go. The human population going to be wiped out because we just can't stop whacking it. That is your 6 a.m. WTF. We're going to be back. Jeez.